Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Shube, are you with us?
I am indeed, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Good afternoon.
Fantastic, and you are so clear and so crisp. I tell you what, there are definite advantages to being in studio. Prof, you were going to explain to us today what is meant by quarantine as opposed to isolation.
Yeah, I think these terms are often misunderstood, quarantine, isolation, and self-isolation. So I just thought I'd use this opportunity just to explain what they are and what the difference is. What we all three are, in fact, public health measures where we try and limit the transmission of the virus. What we mean by quarantine is if somebody comes into contact with an infected individual, then they need to separate themselves to see will they, in fact, get the infection or not. So in other words, if somebody who's not infected but comes into contact with somebody who's infected, and they need to then separate themselves for the duration of what it would take for them to develop that illness, which is normally 14 days after that contact. That's quarantine. Isolation refers to a person who's infected, who's already infected. Okay. They need to isolate themselves to prevent them transmitting the infection to somebody else. So this could be either somebody who has got symptoms of the illness or somebody who tests positive and hasn't got symptoms. If somebody is ill with symptoms, they need to isolate themselves from all individuals for it's actually 13 days. It's 10 days for the duration of the illness plus 3 days, which are clear. We add on as an extra precaution. But to remember, it can say also 14 days. And then an asymptomatic individual, someone who hasn't got symptoms, but who tests positive, they also need to isolate themselves so they can clear the virus, so they don't infect anybody else. And again, 14 days after the onset of symptoms. Not with the onset of the test or with the test result, but the onset of symptoms. That's the duration of the illness. So then what we mean by self-isolation, self-isolation is actually a loose term. But it usually refers to quarantine. It's usually a synonym for quarantine. In other words, somebody that's not infected but comes into contact with somebody who's infected. Now, the problem, of course, with isolation, I just want to say a few words about isolation because there is a lot of difficulty. I heard a lot of people phone me up about this in a family setting. If somebody's infected, say dad comes and he's infected in the family setting, then he has to actually isolate himself from the rest of the family. And by definition, people living in the same household are called contacts. They're living in the same household. They're likely to be infected from him. So ideally, he should actually move out of the house. And there are isolation facilities which have been set up both in the private and the public sectors. But I realize this is probably not going to happen in the great majority of cases. But if it's a reasonably big house, then ideally that person should have their own room, their own toilet, their own linen, food should be brought to them. So really under room arrest for 14 days. Because the problem is if they don't do that, then there's a chance that they can infect other members of the household. Then if they develop symptoms, then it's a further 14 days. So you can have a serial 14 days as each member gets infected.
And just so weirdly, Prof, I mean, I came across a family yesterday that one child has got it, the other child hasn't. They've lived in the same space. They've been very close to each other. This is a very strange disease, that is for sure. But, Prof, I do want to put a question to you by a very loyal listener of ours. His name is Clive. He got hold of us yesterday, and he asked us to ask you the following. He said, the issue of wearing masks.
Right.
He's quite dubious. He seems to think that it will lessen the oxygen and therefore cause a lower immunity. What's your comment on that?
No, not at all. You know, you look at surgeons. You have surgeons who kind of wear a face mask for sometimes an 8 or 9 hour operation. They don't lose their immunity. They don't lose their oxygen. Nothing like that. So you can wear a face mask, provided it should be worn comfortably. It shouldn't be worn too tight. It must fit snugly and comfortably. And you should be able to breathe through it quite comfortably. If you can't, there's something wrong with a mask. But there's no problem. Certainly it doesn't lower your oxygen, doesn't lower your immunity. Otherwise, we'd have a lot of surgeons coming down with a lot of illness, which they don't.
Okay, well, thanks for clarifying that. That's valuable. And, Prof, we're pretty much out of time, but there's a question, a very interesting question that has been asked, and maybe we can address this tomorrow. Is there a difference between coronavirus and between corona disease? So maybe that's your homework, Prof.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you as always, Prof. And it's half past four. We're going to leave it there.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.